Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiur Miyuni Adaf Hayomi. Now we're in Maseches Krisus, Pesiyata Deshmaya. And we are going to be Ma'ayin in the Chiyuv of Shloshim V'Sheish Krisus Shebatorah in Perish Rashi, based on Torah that I received from Moiva Rabbi Avragon V'Yakov Dov and Hamnik Shlita. It says in the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus Tanan, Shloshim V'Sheish Krisus Batorah. There are 36 krisos in the Torah. Habal ha'aim, a person who had beer with his mother, Rachmana Litzlan, Balashis of, his father's wife, Alakala, his daughter-in-law, Haba al-Hazachur, person has a homosexual relationship, Rachmana Litzlan, Alabahema, bestiality, Chas v'Shalom. V'yisham, you can assume anytime I mention a sin is Rachmana l'slan chas v'shalom, so I don't have to say it each time. V'yisham evia behema aleh, a woman who brings a behema on her, abal isha ubita, person has beer with both the woman and her daughter, v'yishas ish, with an ish ish, abal achosav, abal achosav, abal achosim, abal achosishta, abal achosishasaviv, abal achosachiyav, abal anida, he has beer with all these forbidden women, v'hamegadef, one who curses Hashem, v'oved avodos kochavim, somebody who serves idols, vanos mizar lamolech, somebody who gives his seed over to his children, to an avodah zara called molech, ubal ov, somebody who brings up the mace min haaretz, puts it in his armpit, and the mace speaks from there, machal shabbos, somebody who violates the shabbos, v'tamei shel hakodesh, v'abal hamikdash tamei, if an adam tamei b'tumas haguf, eid mipsar kachim, person comes to the base of mikdash when he's tamei b'tumas haguf. Somebody eats the fat of an animal, v'dam, eats the blood of an animal, v'nosar, but b'sar kachim, that was left after his manachiles, v'pigol, b'sar korban, that during one of the arba avodos, he had kavana lechol asar chazmano, v'ashochet, person shechs kachim, umale, or he is makriv, sacrifices it b'chutz, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, v'ol chometz b'pesach, a person eats chometz on Pesach, v'ol chol asim melech b'yom kippur, a person eats does melech on Yom Kippur, v'hamifatim es ha-shemen, he makes the shemen ha-mishcha, it makes the same ingredients that they made the shemen ha-mishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar in order to anoint with. Ha-mifatim es ha-ktores, if somebody mixes together the 11 herbs of the ktores in order to smell for himself. Ve-hasach es shemen ha-mishcha, and if somebody anoints himself with the shemen ha-mishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made, v'ha-pesach v'ha-mila mitzvah esei, and pesach and mila are mitzvah esei that a person's chayav karis for, al elu chemos dono karis v'al shigagas ochatos, and these a person is chayav b'mezit karis, and b'shogeg is chayav achatos. And on the Lohoda, if he's Mesupik, if he did this mice, he's Chayiv and Ashim Talui. Rashi, Kol Hanach Krisis B'mezit B'lo Asura, V'liyik Asura, Yishmei Mechenek, V'yishmei Meskiv, Yishmei Malkus. So all these are Krisis that don't have Asura, but if a person got Asura, sometimes there's strangulation, sometimes stoning, sometimes Malkus. Ushog v'chad, Shog gets a carbon chat, brings carbon chatas. V'hai denokat v'ayri l'misni b'reisha, Arayus, de'em, de'esh asav, v'adar pasik v'tani b'ni b'ni, abal azoch, abal abhema, v'amivir abhema alev, v'adar maschil l'misni isho bita, v'lokatani kule abahade adadi, v'kamaisa mishum dekim l'misanhedrin, t'ohani denokat b'reisha, aim, v'esh asav, v'kala, abal azoch, abal abhema, dinai u'biskila, v'lachi tananu b'reisha mishum dechamuros, misha'ar, misos, Bezdin. So the reason the Mishnah started with various arayas, one's mother, father's wife, and then it interrupts with a male, Chmana Litzlan, a behema, mevias a behema aleh, all of these cases, and then it goes back to the females, forbidden females of Ishobita, etc. Why doesn't it say all the forbidden human relationships in one? Because we paskin in Sanhedrin 53a that all of those that it says in the Reisha, Eim, Eishasav, Kala, Bala Zachor, Bala Behema, all those have a din of skila, and therefore they write them first because they have this chamor din of misos beis din. Gemara beis amid beis. It says minyan alamali. I'm Reb Yechanan Shemasam kolim behalei machas chayav kol achas v'achas. Why do we need a minyan of 36 to tell you if one did them and one did them all and one forgetting? He is chayav. He did them in one shkaga. He is chayav. I'll call achas v'achas 36 times. So it's telling us 36 that if he doesn't remember in the interim that he'd been over the Isser, so he does all of them, he could be chayav theoretically 36 different times. So he's going to bring 36 different chatos. He's going to bring a chatos for every single one of these averis. And if he does one avera behele mechad few times, so he only brings one carbon. But if he does all of these averis, then he brings a carbon for each one. That's why it says I'm the minion of 36 to tell us that each one is going to be an individual carbon. We must note that Beperish HaMishnah, Rashi doesn't mention that there's a number here, he doesn't point out that there's a number here of 36. Why doesn't Rashi tell us about the 36? He doesn't also say the Gemara asks about the 36. The assumption is that we can count on our own. Rashi doesn't talk about that. Rashi also doesn't mention that they're really only 34, because there's no carbon chatas 4a for Pesach, for not bringing the carbon Pesach, and there's no carbon chatas for not doing bris milah. So it turns out that there's only 34, it's really not 36. Rashi doesn't mention that. The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph does. But Rashi here, when it says 36, doesn't mention that. It's a day bolet. It's something that's quite noticeable, that Pesach HaMila, there's no chatas. Sof Dover, Rashi doesn't say Beperish HaMishnah that there's a minion of krisis. He just says Hanach krisis, or Hani krisis, these krisis. He doesn't mention the minion. And that is against the entire emphasis of the Gemara, that the number is so significant, tzarech bir. Ubehemsheich haperish l'mishnasein urashi, right? So, bahani yisbu chayvi misis beizdin, kona oivid avidis kochov ma'machal se shabbos, v'afilu och chayvi krisis hen, b'meize b'loi hasra. So there's a chayvi misis beizdin, a person serves idols, a person's machal shabbos, it's a chayvi misis beizdin, and yet, he's still chayv krisis b'meize b'loi hasra. And if there's hasra, if there's hasra, some is a tchenek, some is a skila, like we say in the Reish, kedam ram Reish, like we say in the Reish, v'lo asur b'hu, midei misis beis din yatsu, midei karis lo yatsu. If there's no hasra, then it went out of misis beis din, but it didn't go out of kares. For kares v'shemes v'lo banu, kares it dies, rachman al islam, without children. So on the other chayvi krisis in the Mishnah, besides Arayas, Rashi explains that there are also those who are chayiv misas beis din. Ovei kochavim, mechalas haShabbos. So it's not only the arayis, but Rashi adds a new svara of midei misas beis din yatsu, midei karis lo yatsu. They went out of Mrs. Bazin, but they remained in the category of being Chayiv Karis. First of all, how does Rashi know that? And what necessitated that Rashi should add this? The svar that if there's no Hasra, we discussed this in the previous shir, that if there's no Hasra, then they're no longer in the category of Mrs. Bazin, but they remain in the category of Karis. In the previous year, we discussed how there's really one chiyuv for both, and therefore it's not that you're chayiv onesh A or B. There's really a parsha of being chayiv, a person has to die. And the question is, how is it going to come? By heaven's hand or by human hand? So with hasra by heaven's hand, with hasra by human hand, lo hisru midei misas beis din yatzu midei karis lo yatzu. So we discussed in the previous year that it's still in the category of Karis, because Mrs. Bazin and Karis are really one category. So let's see. Legabe Arayis, at the beginning of the Mishnah, Rashi says that some of them get Malkus and don't get Misa. But here, Rashi doesn't say that. Here Rashi says, Yesh mehem b'chenek v'yesh lehem b'skila. He doesn't say anything about the Malkus. He just says that sometimes there's chenek, and sometimes there's skila. Like we saw, we read out the Rashi, V'yasur behem. Right, we're talking about an example of it, of Avodas Kochav, Mechal Shabbos. If there's no Hasra, sometimes there's Chenek, sometimes there's Skila. Kedamar and Bereisha. But he doesn't say anything about sometimes getting Malkus. So it looks like he's emphasizing what he says, Vayter. If there's no Hasra, Midei Karis, Midei Mises Beis Din Yatsu, Midei Karis Lo Yatsu. No longer Mises Beis Din, but there is a Karis. We want to understand the svara. It's so important for Rashi to tell us. And also Rashi says here at the end, Karis Shemes below Banim. Why doesn't Rashi tell us that at the beginning? When the Mishnah starts talking about Shloshim v'Sheish Krisis Batorah, tell us what Karis is, Mes below Banim. Why does he wait till later? So it appears follows that Rashi understood that before Rabbi Yochanan and our Sigi, who asks Minyan Lamali, and we answer Rabbi Yochanan Shimasan Kulam Behele Mechot Chayav Al Kol Achas VeAchas, we already understand that the Yisod of the Mishnah is to teach us Gidrei Chiyuv Karis. What is the nature of Chiyuv Karis? That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. But after Rabbi Yochanan comes in and is Mechadesh, that this number is telling us, is there to tell us how many Chatos there are, a person can be Chayiv Behele Mechad, then we understand that Be'emes, the Mishnah isn't about Chiyuv Karis. It's a Mishnah in Seder Kachim, talking about Karban Chatos. And what the Mishnah wants to tell us is that there are 36 krisis b'Torah that obligate a person a karban chatas. And included in that is Pesach and Mila that don't have a karban. No chi of karban. If he doesn't bring the Pesach or the Bris Mila. So even though there's a problem, in this Mishnah, because Pesach and Mila don't have a chattis. If the whole word of the Mishnah tells us about the chattis, what are Pesach and Mila doing here? Rabbi Yochanan learned the Yesod Gadol in the organization and learning of the Mishnah, that whenever it says a number, the number is coming to define the inyan of the Mishnah. It's not something, a zayt kazach, it's not a davar study. It's not a sideshow, but rather it's something fundamental, it's something central. And the same thing over here, that the number is enough to change, to alter our understanding of the Mishnah. So it's not a Mishnah b'hilchos krisus, it's a Mishnah b'hilchos karbon. Rashi in Zvachim, Kuvav Amid Beis, Dior Masli Kashi writes, Bem Tzedvarev, Hadisnan b'perakam dekrisus tekachashiv lamidvav krisus l'schayv aleim chatos. Ooh, you see that? Rashi's coming to tell us, like we said, that after we learn Rabbi Yochanan, Pshat in the Mishnah is that it's coming to tell us about Karbonos Chatos. Rashi b'tchilas ha-Mishnah writes, v'krisis kachashiv l'kol krisis shabbatar shechavin aleim al shigasim chatos, etc. V'chi tanina hasim midi demechayiv akol ha-echad v'chad, ki avadu ki adadiyu de tanina, ki damrinin hasim bereishit de gemara de prachinim in yanu lamali, shimasan kulam v'heli machas chayiv akol ha-echad v'achas. That it's coming to tell us these krisis, to tell us that there's an shogeg a person's chayiv v'chatos. He can be chayiv for each one. That's the number of 36. Asam kulam beheli mechad chayiv al kol achas v'achas. He also writes in Gimel Amid Beis. The kulu krisis disnam b'masnisin l'minyana dechatos tananu. These krisis that we learned in the Mishnah is coming to tell us about the chatos. K'damrin and bereish pirkin imasam kulam behelim echad behelim echas chayv kol achas v'achas. So he's coming there to explain Rabbi Yochanan, and that's Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us that the Mishnah is about krisis. But before Rabbi Yochanan, we didn't know that. We didn't know that that was pshat in the Mishnah. Tos is the beginning of Eilu Metzias, and above Metzias Chafal of Amral, Dima Asl Bekama, or Mitzah Kav Bar Bamas. So Tos explains that even though the Gemara brings the word Vekama before it says the name of Rav Yitzchak, Pshat is Rav Yitzchak's asking Vekama. And then Rav Yitzchak answers, Kav Bar Bamas. That's what has to be announced. Kav barabamas, that's the amount of fruits. And Tosis brings examples of other sigas also. That even though it only says the name of the person in the answer, he's also the one who asks it. And that's Rashi in the Mishnah. And that's Rashi, excuse me, in the Gemara. We can say that he also, when the Gemara says Minyan Alamali, Am Rabbi Yochanan, to tell us that if he did them all Behele Mechad, he's Chayv Kol Achas V'Achas, so maybe he was also the Makshin. So the sugis HaGemara is the fear of Yochanan. But Rashi and the Mishnah was marich liyaseh perish l'mishnah shalanu before the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. But that's a big klal, that there's a way that before you get to the Gemara to learn the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, no, but that's not the correct way. There's the pre-Gemara Havan of the Mishnah. And the Gemara is coming to be mechadish. No. So what do we say before the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? How do you understand the Mishnah Kipshuta? That this Mishnah is talking about the Misa of Kares. Hani Krisis, Hanach Krisis. It's a Kares Tiga Mishnah. And the Karban that we mention at the end, the Mishnah, so that's Agav Gerar. And Rashi is mamik begeder onish kares, and he's mechadish. There are two gedarim of chi of kares, because arayis we find in Parshas Achremos that there's a long list of arayis, and at the end it says yotes chavtes yotes chavtes. Yikol asher yasim yikol toiv esele b'nechus v'arafash zolos mekarav amam. So it's mechadish here chi of kares b'chol achas me'arayos shenisku v'parsha. They all get arayis. They all get kares chas v'shalom. So writes Rashi in our Mishnah, Bem Tzadibur, V'chol hani arayis delel k'siv kares, dekolel lehu b'seifa, v'nichersu anafashis ha'osos. V'lav nami k'siv bub arayis kulu, erbasim chalo sigale, v'kulu nema lo sigale k'siv, nami lo sigale k'siv, u'benida nami lav. So we have lav, we have kares, ve'alisha benidas tumas ala sigra, ve'kares tinida kolala makim achrini, de'labasar arayis kulu k'siv, v'nichesu anafashis ha'osos. So it's all together. All arayis have an isser kares. And then afterwards in Parshas Kedoshim, a number of them get onshim of chenek or skila. Sometimes there's no chi of me, so they're just malchus, like any lav. L'das Rabbi Yitzchak was brought here in our sigya. There's no malchus at all in arayis because they're chayvei krisus. And if so, you can't say that those about whom there was said a chi of Mises Beisdin were done, their chi of kares, as an outcome of the Mises Basin. It's not about Mises Basin. Because you can have kares without a chi of Mises Beisdin. So the chi of kares is not an outcome of the chi of Mises Beisdin. Yitzchak says there's no malchus, so the malchus aren't an outcome of the kares. Kares doesn't bring malchus according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So when there's a chi of Mises Beisdin, it's not an outcome of the kares isn't an outcome of the chi of Mises Beisdin. It's like, if there's no chi of Mises Beisdin, there's no malchus. So you can't say it's the totzah of the malchus. So to the chi of Mises Beisdin, by these kares, you can't say that the kares is an outcome of the chi of Mises Beisdin. The kares stands independently. It's not a totzah of anything. So the arayis, the yisod is, that all the arayis are chayvei krisus be'etzem. And that's a chi of Misa. That was Mischadish Mikoch Shem Erva. She has a Shem Erva. Some of them have a Parsha Chadasha of Mises Beisdin that isn't connected to the Kares. And that's a separate Chiyuv. But the Chiyuv Krisus is Batsim. She has a Shem Erva. But by Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, where we have a Chi of Misa of Skila, and there's also an Onesh of Kares, there the Yikar is, we learn that there Chayvei Mises Beisdin, and if there's no Hasra, then Midei Mises Beisdin Yatsu, Midei Kares Lo Yatsu. Sheyesh be'onesh kares kiyum kolshu shel chiyuv misa harovetz alav. That if there's no hasra, there should have been Mises Beisdin. But if there wasn't Mises Beisdin, then they're still in the category of kares, because the kares is some level of kiyum of the chiyuv misa that devolved upon them. Since there's no Beis and Shalmata that's going to carry it out, because of the Choser Hasra, comes the Beis and Shalmaila to be Meichel the Onesh Misa. Rashi ala Torah and Parshas Kedoshim writes Chof Chof Zayin Legabe Baal Ov Ki Elahem Behem Ov Kanem Arbem Miso Lamala Karis Eidem Asra Beskila Meizu Belo Asra Vi Karis. So it's in the same category. If there's Eidem and Asra Skila, no Eidem and Asra Karis V'shigosem Chatos V'chem V'chol Chayvim Miso Shinem Arbem Karis. And that's what we discussed in the previous shiur, that the Ein Beins and Megillah are telling us that really it's the same category, it's the same parsha. Just in this prat, they're different. Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim, this Zadon Bidei Adam, and this Zadon is Bekaris. So there's a Chiyuv Misa, just with Chil Shabbos, the Misa is given over to Beis Din, and by Yom Kippur it's not. So Rashi here is trying to build the foundation of the Tchilas Havanas HaGemara before the Gemara tells us that it's not like we originally thought. Before the Gemara is Mechadish Anu Havana, how originally the Mishnah is understood before the member of Rav Yochanan. So that's Talui in the Mishnah and Megillah. The Ein Beins. So when it comes to Arayas, it's a parsha of Kares. If there's no Kares, then it's a new parsha of if there's Hasra, it's a parsha of Mises Beisdin. But when Rashi specifies, Rashi talks about Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, there Rashi says that Midei Mises Beisdin Yatsu, Midei Kares Lo Yatsu. There it's one parsha of Chiyuv Misa. If there's Hasra, then it's going to be based in. If there's no Hasra, then it's still going to be a Chiyuv Misa. Midei Karis Lo Yatsu. Haven't gone out of the Chiyuv Karis. And since we explained that Rashi is telling us in the Sefer that by Chil Shabbos and Avodas Kochavim, the Geder is that Midei Mises Beis and Yatsu, Midei Karis Lo Yatsu. That it's really the same Geder. It just depends, you're going to get Onish A or Onish B, but it's really the same parasha of having to die. So Rashi says, now at the end, Dafka, not at the beginning, because the beginning telling us Karis is Mises Banim. Is not significant. It's not important and it shouldn't bother us. Because originally, Kares is a completely different parasha than Mises Beisdin. So Rashi isn't compelled to tell us that it's Mises Banim. But here, by Avodas Kochavim in Chil Shabbos, where Rashi's telling us, Merami's to us, that it's the same parasha, just you can either die, a person can either die by Beisdin, or Min HaShemayim. So Rashi says, but they're not so different. It's Kares is Mises Banim. So it also has to do with Olam Hazeh. Just like that a person is going to be Meis below Banim. That just like Chiyuv Mises Beisdin is he's going to die in this world, so too Kares is also in this world. Also Meis below Banim, also an inyan of Olam Hazeh. Instead of it being Chalai Dei Beisdin Shalmat, it's Chalai Dei Beisdin Shalmala. So these are the two Gedarim of Chiyuv Kares. There's a Chiyuv Kares that's independent of Chiyuv Mises Beisdin, and the Chiyuv Kares, it's in the same parasha as Chiyuv Mises Beisdin. And that's the 36 at the beginning of the Mishnah, that it's telling us that even though the Yisod that's Mechayev Kares is not the same, because they're two different gedarim, whether it's just one general onesh of misa, whether it's bidyadim bidy shemaim. The other one is that the karis is independent of the misa's based in. Nevertheless, they're all included in the category of karis, and therefore they're all mechayev one who's over b'shogeg lahavichatas. And in that way, we can put them together. Now, not that it says that a person who eats in Yom Kippur is chayv karis, Rashi explains over here, v'ochav yom kippur in belav, v'farish b'gim b'yuma, kol nefesh alo su'una, v'gamar inu inu mehasam, ha'advar sh'arina seishis reyo, ma'hasam lo'ana shalim ken hizir, ha'chanayim lo'ana shalim ken hizir, v'aylo su'una b'inu achila, kamayri d'gamar inu inu mehasam, ch'siv yancha b'arivecha, ma'lalan inu rabon, afkan inu rabon. So Rashi is telling us that a nefesh alo su'una means that a person who doesn't afflict himself means by eating. We see elsewhere, the sixth parasha, v'yancha v'arivecha, that's the inui of not eating. And we learn that there is an azhara on this inui that lo'ana shalim kein hizhir. So to hear also lana shem kinesis. So what's the azhara from? Al dvar asher inas eishes reyeu. That the person afflicted his wife's, his friend's wife. So just like there's no onesh unless there's first a warning. So to hear. So you see this equation between Yom Kippur and Arayis. In Yuma, and of Pe'alef Amid Beis, there are four shitas in the Azhara of somebody who eats on Yom Kippur. And Rashi only quoted one of them over here. Why did Rashi leave out the other limudim? Reish Lakish there said that you couldn't have written Mishim Delo Efshir, you couldn't have written Chovas Inui Veloshin Lo Sane. That's why there's no Azhara. The Tan of the Brice learns from V'inisim Esnafsho Secha B'chol Malacha Lo Sasu Makish Inui L'Malacha. In Malacha there's an Azhara Sotu Inui. Rabbi Yochanan Yishma learns Inui Inui Me'arayis that Rashi brings over here, and Rav Acha bar Yankam Rav Papa learned from Shabbos Bereishis to Shabbos of Yom Kippur. Mala halon by Shabbos lo ana shakasu of elim ken hisir lo sisei sotu lashen inui lo ana shen ken hisir. The question is, there are four limudim. Well, why does Rashi only bring this one? By Arayis. So maybe the answer is the Rashi teaching us a chiddush that you can learn gzeirah shavah from krisis of the reisha to krisis of the sefer, that even though there's different gedarim, the gedar of krisis by arayis is different than the gedar of krisis by Yom Kippur. The gedar of krisis by arayis is an independent gedar of krisis, not dependent on mises based in, whereas the gedar of karis by Yom Kippur is that it's a misa, and it's either going to be carried out by the beis shalmat or beis shalmala. A different gedarim. Nevertheless, you can still learn zera shava one from the other. So Rashi is telling us that chiddush because that's the point of Rashi in the Mishnah to tell us they're different gedarim of krisis. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we were ma'amik b'divrei haMishnah, b'divrei Rashi, b'divrei haGemara, and yesh od harbei ma lomar. We should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to continue. L'modu l'lamed lishmor v'las l'kaim is kol rishon v'tarasu v'havam in v'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.